Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
Judge Richard Krauss joins us on this Friday afternoon. Your jurors are myself, Rashmi Nair, and producer extraordinaire Ben Harrison in studio. Judge,
happy to be here.
I'm looking for your guidance on three stories. Let's start with this one. The Writers Guild of America has proposed allowing artificial intelligence to write scripts as long as it does not affect the writer's credits or residuals. The Guild had previously indicated that it would propose regulating the use of IA in the writing process, which has recently surfaced as a concern for writers who fear on losing out on their jobs. So my question to you is, does the Writers Guild of America have an eye on the future, or is this some kind of like terrifying gaze into the future of the arts?
Let me tell you something, Richard, and I think you know what I'm talking about. When I watch a movie like Martin Scorsese's The Irishman or Sidney Lumet's Network, those movies are able to capture emotions, thoughts, and feelings that I didn't know how to articulate in myself. So the idea that an artificial intelligence could ever come up with something so complex, so thoughtful, just seems impossible to me. I think that there's always going to be room for the writer, and I think that technology will always play a role in the writer's job. But I can't see ChatGPT or AI playing any other role other than proofreading. Maybe a copy edit suggestion here or there. Writing a script that good, like Network, seems impossible.
It is inevitable that AI is going to enter the writing process in every industry, I think, and I say fearfully, in broadcasting. And so the concern I have with the Writers Guild of America here is the promise that it does not affect writers' credits or residuals. I think that is coming down the pipeline, and I think it's unavoidable, Judge.
Just so you know, the movie Network is shot at the CTV studio in Scarborough.
I had no idea.
It's true. Here's my verdict. If you think movies suck today, wait until robots start writing them. A human being can write the code for a program like ChatGPT, but ChatGPT could never write The Godfather. Artificial intelligence rearranges already existing ideas and material to create something quote unquote new. So the screenwriting AI programs will not simply pump out sequels and prequels to already existing intellectual property. No. They'll do something even more insidious. They'll write things that feel like that, rehashed versions of things that we've already seen hundreds and hundreds of times. Instead of Iron Man or Everything Everywhere All at Once, we're likely to get Metal Boy or Anything Anywhere sometime soon. Worse than that, outsourcing the initial draft to a robotic program is likely to make screenwriters lazy, unable or unwilling to do the work to come up with sparkling original ideas, and that is my verdict.
All right. What's our next case, Judge?
The next case, Robert Smith of the English goth band The Cure, known for songs like Friday, I'm in Love, and The Love Cats, and Big Towering Hair with lots of smeared lipstick, got Ticketmaster to admit that it was gouging customers and got them a refund. So my question to you is Robert Smith the hero concert goers didn't know that they needed?
Yes.
You know, yeah. I'm a big concert goer, Richard. They say boys don't cry, but when I saw ticket prices on Ticketmaster, every time I see tickets go on sale on Ticketmaster, I dread what those fees are going to cost. I get excited when I see a concert event put on by a company that isn't Ticketmaster. When I see those, it's just like heaven.
Yeah, see, a little clever way of worming in some clearer songs there. Good work. Here is my verdict. Smith should be a hero to concert goers everywhere, whether you like The Cure or not. I get that artists no longer make any significant money off making records. Spotify saw to that. So now it's down to staging expensive tours to cushion their bank accounts. But for fans, it seems that you have to take a second mortgage out to buy a ticket to see any of the real legacy acts live. Up until now, artists like Bruce Springsteen have said there is nothing that they can do to combat Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing, where tickets become more expensive in relation to demand and other service charges. But Robert Smith has proven there is wiggle room. In a tweet, he called the way concert tickets are sold, quote, a greedy scam, and said that all artists have a choice not to participate. If no artist participated, he said, it would cease to exist. It's a case of an artist putting the fans before greed, and these days, that feels heroic to me. That is my verdict.
All right, Richard, what have you got next?
Next up, we're talking about Jose Avila. He's a James Beard nominated Denver chef, and he's been taking a lot of backlash lately after posting about his insect-filled taco. But he said that diners have, quote, killed the taco and enjoyed the savory bug platters that he serves. After facing some backlash, he has introduced Aztec-influenced dishes in the hopes of educating diners on the pre-Hispanic cuisine and a culture that has existed for thousands and thousands of years. Does the idea of a bug protein taco make your mouth water or your stomach churn?
Incredible. Vancouver chef Vikram Vij puts crickets in his roti. I've had them ground and I've had them whole. And there are many countries and cultures that rely on insects for a protein source. I have no judgments here. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, this sounds great. This sounds delicious. I've had different insect bug protein dishes before. I'm a Maritimer. I'll eat anything. I've had puffin for crying out loud. So
you're allowed to eat puffins?
I've had puffin in Iceland. I was on a trip to Iceland once.
Oh, not Puffin had that. Island.
I will have anything at least once. So this is just fine to me. I'm a foodie.
I'm on board with both of you. The trouble is, they look like bugs. I remember when I was a waiter and had customers who thought that shrimp was just some kind of exotic sea bug and would turn those down. Imagine what they would think of eating a stir-fried cricket. I get that the idea of ingesting bugs comes with a mix of curiosity and squeamishness, but once past the "I dare you to put this in your mouth" part of the insect diet, you discover a couple of very important things. First, they taste pretty good. I've had deep-fried crickets several times, and I loved them more every time that I had them. Most of the bugs by themselves don't have a strong taste and rely on garlic, chili, and lemon to make your taste buds dance. So nothing wrong with any of those flavors. They can add texture to a dish, and more importantly, most insects are nutritionally similar to beef, pork, or chicken. In fact, many insects pack a better protein punch and deliver more iron than beef, pork, or chicken. Think about that the next time you think about getting a six-legged appetizer at your local bistro. That is my verdict.
I would add that food coloring, some of them, red, yellow, comes from ground-up bugs.
Oh.
People don't know.
I thought you were going to say it goes a long way in convincing me that I'm eating meat.
No, I was vegan for a few years in the 2000s. And yeah, you learn a lot about where animal products are found in food. Food coloring, ground up bugs. Not every color, but you got to watch out.
If you really knew what was in jujubes, you'd probably never eat them again.
Thank you, Judge Krause, wishing you a very lovely weekend.
Thanks, and to you too.
Richard Krause joining us for Entertainment Court. Thank you, producer Ben, for being a juror here.
Thank you.